sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
One way to describe what it means to live the Christian life is to pay attention. To pay attention to the Lord and what He is telling us in our prayer, what He is prompting us and asking us to do as He guides our life as our loving Father. To pay attention to those around us, how we can love them more and love them better. And paying attention to ourselves, the gifts that God has given to us and the ways that we are or aren't using them to give Him glory and love those around us and ourselves. But in our culture today, it's increasingly difficult to pay attention. In our culture today, more and more, we are addicted to a frenetic pace where we are constantly just skimming the surface of reality or virtual reality rather than diving into the depths and living life to the full. So what's going on with that? Why has that happened? How is it happening? And what can we do about it? That's what we're going to be talking about today on Ignition. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Chris Bergwald, and we want to set your faith ablaze so that you might live the adventure that comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you got questions about today's episode, or if you have ideas for future episodes, please contact us. The easiest way to do so is by email, and the address is ignition@sfcatholic.org. Again, ignition@sfcatholic.org. Again, my name is Chris Bergwald. If you've never listened to the show before, I'm the Director of Discipleship Formation with the Diocese of Sioux Falls. Been in that role since 2002. Been a much more important role since 1999. That is husband to Jermaine. I'm married. Jermaine and I have 5 kids. She's from Central Ohio. I'm from Central Minnesota, but we are now South Dakotans.
South Dakotans.
And that voice, if you're listening to the show, that voice belongs to Renee Kranz. Hey, Renee.
Hello, Chris.
Who and what are you, Renee Kranz?
Who and what am I? I am a woman of God.
Nice.
Daughter of God. How about that? I am Renee Kranz, Director of Communications for the Diocese of Sioux Falls, and been here about almost 5 years now. Married. South Dakota native, Northern South Dakota native. How about that?
Me.
But I've lived in the North. I grew up in the Northeast, lived out West for a while, and now down in the South.
Do you so Castlewood's part of the Northeast?
Oh, yeah. Watertown, Castlewood? Yeah.
I suppose you're only, 40 minutes from the border? Half an hour?
Yeah. No, more than a half hour, but probably about 40 minutes, I suppose. Yeah.
I suppose. Okay. I'm like, that's kind of like.
Yeah, if you're going to say Sioux Falls is Southeast, we're a whole hour.
That's fair.
From Sioux City.
That's fair. Which is in Iowa, just in case you don't know your geography, because sometimes that's been confused.
But you can get to Iowa faster.
Right, by just going east.
Yeah.
About 15 minutes.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
If you really need to get to Iowa.
If you really need to get there. I don't know who would really need to get there, except for Robin.
Except for Robin, my other regular co-host. So, Renee, last week you and I had, I hope listeners and viewers enjoyed it as much as we did. at least as I did.
They're probably like, after 5 minutes, I'm out.
No. We were passionate. We were invigorated.
Yes.
Talking about the bane of our existence that is, I want to say scrolling, yeah. Doom scrolling, as Elise said before recording. Doom scrolling and checking social media and watching 5-second videos and scrolling to the next one. And again, it's I'm not going to rehash last week. I do want to recap, but not rehash last week's episode.
Yes.
The point of what we talked about last week, so go back and listen, but technology today, if we're not using it attentively and intentionally, can really shorten our attention spans and cause us to live in a superficial way.
Yeah.
Where we're not being attentive to the things and the people around us. And that is what really gives us life.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people are thinking, well, so what if my attention span is shorter?
Well, when we talk about it a little bit, but what's your recap of
so what of why?
What we talked about last time along those lines.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it was really outing myself that I'm not doing very good on my Lenten giving up thing, which is the phone.
Your Lenten giving up thing.
Yes, good this is Renee-ese. I mean, come on. This is how Renee talks. Right. It's a good thing I don't write like I talk. Usually. I mean, really, it's kind of a scary thing to me to think about, that we are really losing our ability to do real things, that we're spending so much time in our phones, so much time doing that when we could be engaging with the world and with the people around us.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So it really does limit. So not saying they're intrinsically evil or inherently evil. They can be used, but they need to be used wisely. Mm-hmm. And I'd say in most cases that ain't happening.
By hardly any of us.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Not casting thrones, limiting
thrones, stones.
I'm not casting thrones either.
I would like to see that. Yeah.
I'm not living in a glass house throwing stones by any means.
Right.
This is something that I shared last week that I also struggle with
in
a variety of ways. So, as I mentioned last week at the top of the show,
and then never got to
this was all prompted by an article that both you and I came across online, ironically enough, called The State of the Culture 2024 by the jazz music aficionado, and I think jazz musician himself, actually, Ted Gioia. It's a Substack column called The Honest Broker, and the specific article or post is The State of the Culture 2024. So I did want to make sure that we got in the article this week. So last week, sort of setting up the issue. And again, the connection with our faith is, I mentioned last week, a holistic approach to being a disciple of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. We're attentive to our prayer life, to our knowledge of what the church teaches and why she teaches it as God has revealed it to us. We're attentive to how we can share our relationship with God, our faith, with those around us. But we're also attentive to just growing as mature human beings, living integrated lives where we're engaging in a healthy way with reality.
Yeah.
And that specifically, human formation, this is a matter to me of human formation or human malformation, where we are unwittingly allowing certain forms of technology to malform us as human beings and therefore as fruitful missionary disciples of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why it matters for us. There's a human dimension to us apart from faith, but why are we talking about this on Ignition?
That's why.
So Gioia, so you can find this online. I'd just like to start off with Renee, just asking, when you read the article, just any general observations? As I mentioned last week, we came across this article independently. Anything strike you in a general way before, time permitting, we get into some specific details about the article?
I think in a general way, I started to see myself in it.
Yeah.
Because he's talking about, he has this, I'm sure we'll talk about it, this graph that shows the stimulus, which is the thing that you're looking at, the dopamine release from doing it, the desire for more, and the habit formation then turns into addiction.
Yep.
And just that, seeing that thing go around, you're like, oh, well, that is totally what happens when we're on social media. It can happen on other things too, by the way, like, you know, smoking, alcohol.
Yep. So it's called the dopamine loop. There's a nice infographic where Ted walks through that. Right after that is another, I don't know if you want to call it an infographic or not, but it's sort of progression. He goes step by step. So again, he's a jazz musician. Mm-hmm. So as a real artist, there's an artsy lament about the difference between art and entertainment.
Yeah.
So people who are really into any of the arts will see, rightly, the difference between art and entertainment. It's not necessarily that entertainment is bad,
right?
But entertainment can really, and so this is a series of fish eating one another. So the first one is where there's a big entertainment fish that's eating the little fish of art. So we see this in all sorts of ways in our culture, pop culture in particular, where, something that's really maybe, so I'm thinking especially of like TV and movies, like a really cinematographically stunning movie that's really intricate, whether it's in plot or visually, where you have to work hard to appreciate it. We talked about appreciation last week.
Yeah.
Poetry or opera for me.
Yeah.
To work, as opposed to entertainment, where you can just, it doesn't require as much effort
right.
to take in,
right?
To appreciate, if you will. So like sitcoms, you know, sitcoms are entertaining.
Yeah.
And there's some artistic quality dimension to them, but the ratio or the proportion, and people might disagree about this, but I think you get the general idea. There's not as much like pure art, quote unquote artistry
right.
in that. It's more entertainment.
Right. And then you would maybe put that against a very recent movie that Ryan and I saw over the weekend, Dune Part Two, which is incredibly, it's very impressive. We saw, seen the first one several times because you kind of have to watch them a few times to understand everything that's happening. Yep. They're not a watch it once and walk away.
Yep.
Which I like about them.
Yep.
You actually have to work at it
to fully appreciate
the movie.
Yep.
As opposed to a sitcom where you can watch it once and you're like, yeah, I got it.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. And frankly, just a lot of movies, like are just trying to be simple.
Right. Right? Which is fine.
But the issue that artists have is when entertainment is gobbling up art, mm-hmm. that's when a problem arises.
Right.
But Joya's part, or one of the themes of his article, is that entertainment itself today is being gobbled up by distraction. So this is where we get to social media apps, mm-hmm. TikTok, the gram, and so on. Oh, there's something last week that I alluded to. I never came back to. But I'm going to hold off on it
because
it'll sync up in a minute.
Okay.
So distraction. So, let's take Dune part one, part two.
Yeah.
And then a simple rom-com art.
Yes.
Entertainment. I don't know if the next one. Okay. TikTok.
Yeah.
TikTok is also moving pictures, motion picture. But it's not a 2.5-hour sci-fi, brilliantly produced movie like Dune, 3-hour movie. It's not a 90-minute rom-com. It's not a 30-minute sitcom. It's 5 seconds of some dude doing something weird.
Basically, yes.
That's just, and why do we do it? We don't do it to appreciate the artistic value
or even be entertained.
Or to be entertained. We do it to distract ourselves.
Yes. What are we distracting ourselves from?
Why are we distracting from reality? And no, there's a whole thing that maybe time permitting. I'm going to go here now. Why are we distracting ourselves from reality, Renee? Do you think?
Well, there could be several reasons. So I think there's a lot of, our culture is a little scary right now. Just what's going on is scary. So it's easier to distract than face it.
So here's the ironic thing to me on that. I agree with you. How do you know the culture is scary? Are your neighbors scary, Renee?
See, that is the thing. What your immediate world is probably totally fine. Maybe places that your immediate sphere is totally fine and probably great. But we see all the stuff on the news and on Facebook and on TikTok and all the stuff. And yeah, you can escape it if you try.
Yep.
But you have to really try.
Yep. So we distract ourselves from the things that the distractions are putting in front of us.
Yep.
Why else do you think we distract ourselves?
I think we're also human beings in general afraid of ourselves. Like actually knowing ourselves, actually knowing God. It seems like if we do that, I don't think he talked about any of this if I remember right. If we're afraid of the change that might happen in our lives, and will we like our lives still if we get close to God?
Yeah. And I think we talked about this in a recent episode, solo episode of Ignition, about Blaise Pascal and his reflections on distraction and Peter Kraft's mm-hmm. sort of commentary on that. Why are we so busy and frenetically doom scrolling? Mm-hmm. Because we want to be busy.
Yeah.
It's so easier. Exhausted. It's because we don't want to be still and silent and see what there is inside of us.
Right.
We're afraid of knowing ourselves.
Yeah.
We needn't be afraid. Well, some people maybe should be afraid.
Yeah, I mean, I totally get it. I think so. I feel like sometimes I feel like coming on the show is like going to talk to a psychiatrist. It's kind of frightening. But speaking for myself, I would say that it's probably been there were times in my life where I could almost step outside myself and see you're avoiding that because you're afraid sure. It's going to change your life more than you want it to.
Yep.
You don't know what's on the other side. Yep. And so it's just easier to, I don't want to go there.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Yep. Amen.
I think we've all been there. And those might be the times when we maybe step away from our faith for a little while, or maybe we continue going to Mass, but we're just going to kind of hold God off.
Yep.
At arm's length and be like, you know what, dude, I love you, but I want you to stay over here.
Yep. Yep.
So, and we're going to, I don't have my phone in here. I'm going to put our phone right here.
Yep.
In between.
In between. Yep. It's a buffer.
Yeah.
Yep. There's a Canadian philosopher, Charles Taylor, who talks about the buffered self.
Oh.
So we buffer ourselves from reality.
Yeah.
In all sorts of ways.
Yeah.
Great. So Joya, see, I'm sticking to the article. I'm not getting distracted by all the threads.
So many threads.
We could go down. So distraction and that leads, unfortunately, I think this is clearly seen. It's not said, but I think it's the clear implication of how these technologies are developed. The distraction leads to an addiction.
Yes.
Deliberately on the part of the technology developers.
Yes.
So it is in, let's stick with the social media channels or outlets, Facebook, TikTok, go down the list, Snapchat. It's in their financial interest, mm-hmm. their responsibility to their shareholders to addict us to their apps. Mm-hmm. We're not their customers.
Right.
Their customers are the ads
yes.
that are sold. The people who yes. sell ads.
Yes.
This is the term that I alluded to in the last week's episode, we are their users. Mm-hmm. So the social media industry, kind of, a segment of the technology industry.
We're their product.
Where lives in the rarefied air where what other industries, there are two other industries that describe us, not as customers, but as users.
So you know what they are? Software?
Nope.
Okay.
Hmm. The gambling industry.
And the alcohol.
And the drug
industry.
He's a user. She's a user.
Elise is laughing at my reaction to that. I'm just like, ugh.
But
I feel dirty.
I know. But for Facebook, I'm not a customer. I'm a user.
Yeah.
Just like for Philip Morris.
I gotta get my fix.
Yep. Now it's a little bit, to be honest, it's a little bit different with Philip Morris or, you know, Anheuser-Busch. We are their customers in another way because we're the ones who actually
buy the product.
Yes. I don't give Facebook money. I'm not a customer.
Never have.
I'm a user.
I don't even know what to say with that.
So I let that sit out there because when I first became aware of this, like 4 or 5 years ago, I'm like,
that seriously makes me want to delete the app.
So it's in their financial interests to keep my attention focused on. So they want to, it's in their financial interests to foster addictive behaviors
right.
on my part.
Right.
That's why, I know I've talked about this before on the show, but people may have not heard that episode. That's, they deliberately modeled the swipe gesture on the slot machine pull. What are addictive physical behaviors? Because they recognize these humans that we want to make users, we're embodied. We're mm-hmm. embodied souls. We're ensouled bodies. They may use that term, but what are the physical things that are addictive that we can mimic? The slot machine. Mm-hmm. That's why we swipe to refresh or to scroll down to the next TikTok video
right.
or the next Instagram post.
Right.
because they deliberately modeled it like.
It's almost like they studied us.
It's almost like they. Yeah. So these, they're great students of their fellow humans.
Do you think, did they have like a bunch of psychiatrists, psychologists, like back there going, hey, if you do this.
Oh, yeah.
That will increase the addiction potential.
Oh, yeah.
Of your app.
Yep. 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 I mean, I am pretty sure millions of dollars were spent in total developing these apps, which have generated billions. I mean, the return on investment is staggering.
Yeah. Yeah. Because even businesses don't pay for Facebook, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Business
right.
pages.
Right.
I mean, not okay, you don't, but ads, yes, but.
But again, Renee, I mean, but, okay. Slow your roll here, Kranz.
I don't even know what I did.
We talked about this last time a little bit, but I want to bring it up again. Like, hey, so what? I don't care if I'm a user. I enjoy Facebook. I enjoy TikTok. What's the problem?
The problem is you're not living in the real world, Bergwald.
And again, I would go back to what we said earlier.
Yeah.
We're inhibiting. Yes. I'm not only not living in the real world, I'm inhibiting my ability to live in the real. And by live in the real world, we mean engage with the things and the people around us.
Yeah. Because let me just say, so my dad recently had a nice conversion back to the church and so on. That stuff doesn't happen if he's just hanging out on Facebook.
Yep.
It doesn't happen unless he's talking to his kids, paying attention to the things around him. It doesn't happen when I'm with him on Facebook the whole time.
Yep.
Uh-huh, you know, those things matter. You know, those things matter because we want to bring this back to our faith. You can't evangelize. That's the thing that Jesus told us to do besides get to heaven. But you have to evangelize. You can't do that if your face is in your phone all the time.
And this is where, I'm not being ironic here. We're recording a podcast, which people are probably listening to on their phone. So it's not that the device is evil.
Right. There are good things there that are helpful.
There are good things there. But I'm with Archbishop Chaput a number of years ago said, basically, put down the phone, even with good Catholic content, and pick up a book.
Yeah.
Because reading fosters a kind of engagement that itself fosters engagement with people and other forms of reality.
Yeah.
Reading forces us to do things that listening to a podcast like Ignition doesn't. Mm-hmm. I'm much more passive when I'm watching or listening as opposed to when I'm reading.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
I'm not saying, so stop listening to Ignition, but I would say I will give the trade-off.
Yes.
I'll give up listeners and Ignition if they're reading the Bible.
Yep.
The Catechism.
Yes.
Dr. Scott Hahn, Dr. Mary Healy, and on and on. Therese of Lisieux, Catherine of Siena. If they're going to give up Ignition to take those things up, have at it, listeners.
Yeah, because that's actually our job, is to get people to a point where they don't need us anymore.
Exactly. Yep.
You have such a vibrant faith going on that you're out with people, you're in your community, your faith community, doing the thing.
I would humbly say, if you're going to listen to one Catholic podcast, make
Catholic
Ignition. Yeah, I know. See what I did there for you? All right, the last thing I want to put out is another infographic that he has, The Rise of Dopamine Culture. And this is a columned one where it's got slow traditional culture. So it's a matrix here. Slow traditional culture, then fast modern culture, and then the dopamine culture. That's the sort of the vertical, the columns. And then the rows, athletics, journalism, video, music, images, communication, relationships. So I'm going to go
the communication one. The communication one, I think, is the one almost everybody can relate to.
So we'll start with that one. So in slow traditional culture, communication, handwritten letters.
Right.
Remember those?
Do you know what those are?
In fast modern culture, voice, email, or a memo. Mm-hmm. In the dopamine culture, short texts.
Mm-hmm. We aren't even.
Lols.
Yeah, you don't even spell out the whole word.
Nope. Let's skip around here. Slow traditional culture for video, film and TV. Fast modern culture, video. Dopamine culture, reels of short videos. Mm-hmm. Music, albums, tracks, TikToks. I'm not slow traditional culture. Well, it's not kind of My favorite genre is movie scores. There, an album totally makes sense. But
when was the last time you bought an album besides that?
Apart from that? Right. Yeah. Correct. Because I don't see, how does one, my favorite pop musician is Kelly Clarkson.
Okay.
But in one of Kelly Clarkson's albums, what's the thematic connect? Like Kelly would say, there's a thematic connection, but I don't see
it. It's not obvious.
But we go from tracks to TikToks. Yep. Journalism, newspapers, multimedia, clickbait.
Yeah. Yep.
Athletics, play a sport, watch a sport, gamble on a sport.
That one's awesome. That one's killing.
Relationships, courtship or marriage, sexual freedom, swipe on an app.
That was a good one to save for last.
So I do think so. Again, this article is called "The State of the Culture 2024" by Ted Gioia. That's G-I-O-I-A. He's got a Substack column called "The Honest Broker," and I think it just really illustrates. I think he's a faithful Catholic. He's raised Catholic, at least. Would identify as a Catholic. I think a practicing Catholic. And just to really. Does a good job of explaining sort of in a secular context from an artistic perspective, the reality of this dopamine culture. And we really didn't get into the dopamine cycle that really intrigued you so much, but I really encourage people to take some time.
Read this thing.
To read it beginning to end.
You can even do what Bergwald did and print it out. Read it.
Do you know how hard it was to print this out, by the way? I had to copy and paste.
Yeah,
because Substack doesn't let you just easily print it.
No.
And again, just as we come to the close of this episode, the point here is for us to expand, deepen our ability to be attentive to the things and the people around us, including the Lord himself.
Yes.
And we're not saying throw away your phones, throw away the internet or whatever, go off into a hermitage somewhere. Not saying that. Some people do go off the grid. Not saying we have to do that, but be intentional.
Yeah, put it down.
Put it down. And folks, that will wrap up this episode. Again, you can email us ignition@sfcatholic.org. And until next time, may God bless you.